Drinking some mountain water this morning, feeling pretty good. How about Brian West over there for Tulia Talks?
We are doing great over here in Tulia, Todd. How about you?
Is that a trick question?
Yeah, it's a trick question.
Well, I need, I think I need a couple of secretaries in the studio. I can't keep up.
Oh, well, guess who's here with me? I got one of the best secretaries money could buy. It's Christy. She's live here with us this morning.
Where is your money?
Wow, this must be Christmas.
Yeah, it is. I tell you what we're doing. You'll get a kick out of this. We're prepping this morning. And when I say prepping, we're getting ready because we got to babysit the twins. The twin grandkids are coming over after lunch today, so it takes some prepping. We got to get ourselves built up and ready to go.
Well, how long are you going to have them?
We'll have them all about till
11.
Till 11 tonight. So.
Oh, my God. 11 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, that's right.
Who made those hours?
I don't know. I guess their parents did. So we're going to have the both, and they're going on 1 year old, so they keep us very, very busy. So we're getting ready for them, and good thing we got backup. If we need some help, we'll take them over to you and Nancy for the rest of the night. How's that sound?
That's not going to work because I like to go to bed about 5 o'clock.
Well, trust me, they was too, but they won't let you. So it's going, like I said, we're prepping and getting ready for them. So, but what else we got going on here in Tulia other than twin sittings, what we call it? So, but hey, we got Blessings Beyond Broadway. If you've never heard of that, put this down on your calendar. It's on June the 20th. There at Connor Park on Broadway, called Blessings Beyond Broadway. It's from 5 to 7. It's a prayer, food, burger, and just a fellowship time there at Connor Park. So June 20th, coming up here from 5 to 7. So if you got nothing else to do, go by the park and see them there. It's called Blessings Beyond Broadway. So we're looking forward to that. And then, man, I can't say nothing, all the good about our library. They do so many things great here. And when school's out, the summer activities for the Swisher County Library are for all ages. All age groups, they've got something going on constantly there, Monday through Friday. Anything from fossils, looking at fossils, books, readings, I mean, just call them. Go by there and stop by and visit with them. They'd be glad to have you. So if you're looking for something to do here in Tulia to keep the kids active, take them by the Swisher County Library. Doing all kinds of good stuff for our community and our kids here. Once again, it is for all ages, too. So go by there and see them. And then I want to mention this one. Todd, I know a lot of us have, I never learned this trade. I know Christy did a little bit, but we can remember our grandmothers sewing and making quilts.
Oh, yeah.
You remember, and I've got them. I've got several from my grandmother, her grandmother,
great-grandmothers.
Those are kind of heirlooms of the family. Well, our 4-H club here in Tulia is starting that back. They're teaching a course on that, on sewing, and it's about quilts. And it's on Monday, June 22nd, and you need to get signed up for that before the 17th if you'll reach out to the county extension office or the chamber. They can give you more information. But I thought that's pretty cool that, you know, that's a lost trait that we don't see anymore. But it's about making quilts and sewing and just a good course there for us to learn and do.
Did you say you can sew?
I can't. Christy says she can. She thinks she knows how to sew. So, yes, she can. She can. She. How terrible of me to forget that.
I made the baby's comforter.
Yeah, she did. That's right. So
I heard a slap in the background. I think she has slapped you.
I know.
And Christy's mom actually made Christy's wedding dress when we got married from scratch.
Growing up.
Yep. So it's so just a lost trait. So I thought it'd be kind of cool to talk about that here on Tulia Talks. And then, of course, you can't forget about this one. It's coming up soon, and we'll be talking more about it as it gets here. But the Swisher County Picnic is just right around the corner. The parade, of course, is Saturday, July 18th, but all the festivities are the week before that, coming up to the 18th. So things get started on Monday at the Miss Splash, and then all the downtown activities get kicked off on that Tuesday Once again, all vendors spot are full, as always. They sold out early this year, so no spots available, but it's coming up, and we'll be talking more about that. If you're wanting to enter the parade, the chamber is taking registration for that now. And once again, our parade is July the 18th. So looking forward to that. And then they're also doing a window decorating contest this year, too. So if you want more information on that, the winner of that receives $250 in chamber bucks to be spent right here in this community. So if you're good at decorating and want to enter that contest, all kinds of things coming up there. Also, Cow Patty Bingo, that was a big hit last couple of years, and they'll be having that again during the Swisher County Picnic there on the square somewhere. I'll get the location to you when I can. And then also we've got a raffle coming up for Tulia Youth Sports. They are raffling off a Blackstone outdoor griddle. So you can reach out to the chamber for more information on that if you'd like to purchase a ticket and help support the Tulia Youth Sports here in Tulia. So good things happening all around town. And then I don't know if you've ever had a chance to purchase some of the Colorado peaches that come in from Colorado. Our chamber does that as a fundraiser every year, and they have mentioned that to stay tuned. That will be coming soon. They haven't got the date on the when the peaches will be ready, but they have boxes of those that will be available to purchase and support the chamber. And I've actually tried them before. They're actually really, really wonderful peaches coming there from Colorado. So looking forward to that. When it gets here, I'll get you the date. And then no TUI ISD news this morning. School's out.
Well, there may be.
There's all kinds of camps going on.
I think there is summer school because I got stopped in the school zone yesterday.
You wasn't supposed to tell Todd that.
True.
She did. A teacher got stopped in the school zone. Imagine that. And just to mention it, Todd, I know we think school's out, and our chief reminded us of this. During summer school, the zones are still flashing. TxDOT comes and shuts them down after summer school's over. But right now, the school zones are still active here in Tulia, so be aware of that. If you're passing through one of those, the speed reduces down to 20. Christy is very aware of it now.
I sure am.
So, I got one thing to say.
What's that?
Well, yeah, I know. Part-time job is needed.
Yeah, well, she'll be all right. But, yeah, so keep that in mind. And with all the other things going on, like I said, there are basketball camps, volleyball camps, football camps. I would give you all the dates on that, but I think it'd be better if you just called the school and reached out to them. And if you're looking, because a lot of times it does change. And speaking of our youth sport activities, you know, baseball season is going on, and they've already had to cancel and postpone several of those games due to the wet field. So we're not going to complain about that. We have gotten some good moisture over here, and I've just got the word this morning from our fire chief, Johnny Shelburne, that the burn ban has been completely lifted here in Swisher County. So it is completely lifted until further notice. They do ask if you do burn anything to notify the police department before you do that, and also to make sure it is supervised. Don't leave it unattended. So burn ban completely lifted here. And as you go around town, I've been seeing a lot of puffs of black smoke around in the countryside. So
how much rain last night over there?
Let's see. We got about the last week here, I think it was a little over an inch and a half, the couple of times it did rain combined together. So it is green. I can't mow the grass, Todd. It's too wet. Every time I get ready to mow, it's too wet. So I seen you the other day on Facebook on a lawnmower, and I think you're pretty good at it. So
I was doing some donuts, man.
I seen that. I said, he's so good at that lawnmower, I ought to get him to come over here and mow for me.
I got up on the roof, did a couple soft shoe dances, and then got on the mower.
I know. I seen all that, too. I've been keeping up with you, so.
Call me crazy.
I know. It's a fun time. You know, one thing on those zero turns, you can't wave. Don't wave at nobody when they go by, or you will do a little donut, so. So other than that, that's about all we got for Tuya Talks this morning. Once again, if you have anything coming up in the community, fundraisers, any events you want to let us know about, reach out to me and Christy. You always get me at 806-627-7493. And if she'll answer her phone, Christy, at 806-672-9060. So lots of fun things here in Tuya, summer activities. And to finish us off here, I'll get to the verse of the day. But also keep in mind, city pool's open. Activities there going on. Opened up here recently. And also the city is in the process of spraying mosquitoes. So if you haven't got the app signed up for that, you need to get that because it will tell you the location and the time that they are spraying for mosquitoes, which is always in the evening or in the morning. So it's never during the daytime, and there's a reason for that, but won't get into that here this morning. But thanks for listening. I'll get us out of here with a verse of the day. Isaiah 43:2 reminds us, says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned by the flames. And it will not set you ablaze. So, excuse me this morning. Got a little choked up here. But thank y'all for listening. Everybody have a blessed and wonderful week. And I hope to have Christy back here with me next time. We will see. She's thinking right now. Nope, she's shaking.
Workshop.
She's got a workshop on Tuesday, so. Oh, well, we'll manage without her, Todd. But thank y'all for listening, everybody. Have a blessed and wonderful day.